Oh, Christ.
Ralph!
Huh?
Ralph! Hey, over here, man!
Herbie!
I thought that was you when they were bringing you in. I wasn't sure.
Oh, Herbie, am I glad to see you.
Am I glad to see you?
Oh,
how
boy.
You doing?
Hey, what is that, Lysol?
Yeah, they spray you every morning.
Yeah, well, they ain't gonna spray me because I ain't gonna be here that long. My human ought to be here any minute to spring me. Where is he anyways?
Hey, well, settle down, Ralph. Hey, listen, here's a half a milk bone. Come on, just relax.
Thanks.
Hey, well, where did they bust you anyway?
Outside of Fifi's house.
Fifi's house? What were you doing outside of Fifi's house?
She's in heat again. I was sitting on the porch for 3 days waiting for her to come out.
Well, why didn't you run when they come to get you?
I don't know. There's something about that smell just roots you to the spot.
Yeah, I knew that pink pencil of yours would get you in trouble sooner or later.
Yeah, what a sap I've been. So, what are you in here for?
They got me in a bum rap.
What'd you do?
I bit a kid in the ass.
Yeah, well, they're never gonna hold me.
Hey, dummy or squash, here comes a fuzz.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, they come for Muggsy.
Well, what are they gonna do to him?
They're gonna take him for the big sniff. Take it like a dog, Muggsy.
Bye, Muggsy. We'll miss you, baby.
Why are they gonna kill Muggsy? What did he do?
He's been here too long.
What do you mean?
After 3 days, if nobody claims you, they snuff you.
I don't want to die! I don't want to die!
Hey, Ralph, will you knock off that Susan Hayward imitation? Look, we're not going to get snuffed. We're going to break out of here.
Break out of here? How you going to do that? This place is nothing but concrete and chain link fences. We're going to get snuffed. I know, we're going to get snuffed.
Ralph, will you settle down? Now listen, don't worry about a thing. We got a plan.
What do you mean, we?
Come on over here. I want you to meet the rest of the boys. Ralph, say hello to Johnny Coldnose from Minnesota.
Hiya, Ralph. How you doing?
And this is Abdul Bow Wow Kalkan, otherwise known as Detroit Blackie.
Say, man, what it is.
And this here is Chewy Chicklets from Tijuana.
Hey, me gusta conocerlo, Ralph.
And Ralph, say hello to Mad Dog Collie from Chicago.
Ralph, I just want to say that it's a pleasure making your acquaintance, and go ahead, mind you.
All right, you guys, knock off the niceties. We got work to do. Okay, Johnny, you got the bar of soap?
Sure, boss, here it is. Hey, they'll never miss it, too. I got it from the warden's bathtub.
Okay, now you guys know why we need the soap, right?
Sure, you're gonna carve a gun out of it, and then we're gonna blast our way out of here.
Hey, will you knock off that late night movie stuff? We're not gonna carve no gun out of it. We're gonna eat it.
I don't wanna die! I don't wanna die! I wanna live with $300!
Ralph! Ralph! Ralph!
I don't wanna die!
Now shut up, Ralph! Get a hold of yourself. I don't mean we're gonna eat it. I mean, like, we're gonna eat it. You know, the soap. We're gonna get it in our mouth so it'll make us look like we're mad dogs. You know what I mean?
I checked that term on the Grand General Principle.
Hey, listen, man. Oh, shut up. Here, they're bringing in somebody now. Okay, here's our chance. Okay, everybody got a piece of soap? Okay, let's go now.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I know that smell.
What?
It's Fifi. They're bringing in Fifi.
Come on, Ralph. We don't have time for that.
But it's Fifi. You don't understand.
Okay, the gate's open. Come on, you guys. Let's hit it. Ralph, come on, Ralph. What are you sitting there for? Let's go.
I can't move.
What?
I'm running to the spot.
Ralph, forget that, Brad. Let's get out of here.
You guys go on without me. I'll be all right. Fifi. Fifi, baby. Over here. Come on, babe. Oh, gee, you look swell, baby. Oh, and you smell great, too. Gee, I've been trying to see you for the past 3 days. You ain't saw at me, are you? Oh, good. Hey, you mutts, get out of here. Go on, beat it. Fifi's my girl. I said get your nose out of there. Go on, you mutts, beat it. Hey, get out of here. Go on, you. Hey, Fifi. Fifi, I love you, babe. I love you, babe.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5. Test Community Radio.
Everyone's entitled to a little confusion in their lives. I practically thrive on it.
But I couldn't find are some visitors you'd just rather not see. Like your obnoxious brother-in-law, Louie.
Hey, everybody, we're here! It's good to see you! When do we eat?
But then there are some visitors you just can't get enough of. To make your farm or ranch a more attractive place for the visitors you actually want to see, contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office. They can help you build the habitat wildlife loves. But as for Louie, try disconnecting the doorbell. This message brought to you by USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and this radio station.
Story to tell you, absolutely incredible.
Hey! haven't seen a goddamn thing. He said, call the doctor, I think I'm gonna crash. The doctor say he's coming, but you gotta pay in cash. They went rushing down that freeway, mess around and got lost. They didn't care, they were just dying to get off. And it was life in the fast lane. Sure to make you lose your mind. Life in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane.
Everything.
All the time.
Life in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane.
Goes to sleep and the full moon looks
I don't wanna do.
This evening, we are time traveling back to the decade of the 1970s here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, exclusively on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM airwaves and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, this is the sounds of the 70s, my continuing Tears of the Gods sub-series. And in this episode, we are featuring Fleetwood Mac, and most particularly the songs of their guitar player, Lindsey Buckingham. We went full circles in that last set, beginning and ending with two different versions of the Green Manalishi, composed by their original guitar player and co-founder Peter Green. And the second one, concluding this set, a cool cover from the 1979 live album Unleashed in the East by Judas Priest, a very heavy metal version of that song. In high school, I had a Latin teacher, Mr. De Palma, and his swear phrase, when he got upset about something, he'd say, "Judas Priest!" And eventually, some of my classmates, well, we found out about the Judas Priest band, and somebody bought Mr. De Palma a present, that Unleashed in the East album. And he actually listened to it, and he enjoyed it. He told us that, yes. We also heard in there a bit from Cheech and Chong called The Big Sniff. And the Sex Pistols with Liar from their main real album, Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, yeah. And the Eagles with Life in the Fast Lane from their 1976 album Hotel California. And that features a canonical version of a flanging effect where it sounds like they're, you know, going in through a big swooshing sound. That's a flanger. And as far as the other Fleetwood Mac songs in there, we heard Little Lies from Tango in the Night, actually released in 1987. And then Don't Stop from Rumors in 1977, and also from Rumors Secondhand News. So we've got one last long set for you, and it's going to include a deep cut from Queen's A Night at the Opera album. Sweet Lady, you aren't going to hear that on other radio stations very often, no matter how much they might play Queen. And we're also going to hear, I'm going to send this out to Philip, from Kraftwerk's 1978 The Man Machine album. We're going to hear The Model. And then I was talking with Chris Earle about an idea I've got for another theme, a future theme, where album segues. Songs on the original album versions that just, oh, so wonderfully segue one into another. And we're going to hear one, well, we're going to hear a two-song segue that's just absolutely perfect from Steve Miller's Greatest Hits, 1974 to 1978. And a whole bunch of Fleetwood Mac songs, because as I said, we're alternating between our featured artist and another one. And then, more Monty Python, some clips from the soap opera, All My Children, and All in the Family, and more Battlestar Galactica. But as far as starting off the next set, we're going to hear maybe their best song from Rumors, Go Your Own Way, which was written by Lindsey Buckingham, and it documents the personal strain between him and their vocalist, Stevie Nicks, who he had known since they were 16 years old. And they broke up, and as he said, he was completely devastated when she took off. And yet, in the band, I had to make hits for her. I had to do a lot of things for her that I didn't really want to do. And yet, I did them. So on one level, I was a complete professional in rising above that. But there was a lot of pent-up frustration and anger towards Stevie and me for many years. And end quote there. And writing that song helped Buckingham come to terms with reality, despite his bad feelings for Stevie Nicks there. And the lyrics, yeah, you know, pay attention to them. When Stevie Nicks heard the song, she demanded that Lindsey remove the line. Packing up, shacking up is all you want to do. But ultimately, he refused. And, Stevie Nicks resented that. She resented having to go and sing that. Well, yeah. But in any case, the Wikipedia article on the song Go Your Own Way has a lot of fascinating details. And the lead guitar that he plays in this, it is like perfect. Except it's not just one lead guitar solo. They had it was a little confusing the way they wanted to work it out. So he played a whole bunch of different leads. And in the production of that, the engineer basically faded them in and out, and it works oh so spectacularly. Oh, yeah, by the way, backing me up my ambiance right now, this is Jeff Beck again with the Jan Hammer Group live, a track called Scatterbrain. But let's finish up our final set of your sound collage party this evening with... This is perfect song.
Loving you isn't the right
Listen
thing
to the leads.
To do.
The build up.
So how can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own way.
Tie her down on a bed and spank her.
It's a baby! It's a baby!
Call me up and treat me like operation sounds like a typical human plan. Impractical and clumsy. It is not a wonder you lost the war.
Total equality between man and woman. But that equality can only come about when the female partner is willing to confess her total inferiority.
She smiles from time to time. say. She's looking good for beauty, we will pay.
Sexual humiliation. It's enough to turn you off of women, and I think it accounts for the little girl.
Hey, the little girl is fine. Jesus, she's what's wrong with the little girl?
Oh, sure, I understand. Believe me, 16 years old, no possible threat at all.
She's 17, she's gonna be 8. You know, sometimes you have a losing personality, Mary.
Oh dear, you don't want to dare me because you have no idea who you're dealing with.
World turning. I just
Everything's ready here on the dark side of the moon. Play the pipe tones.
On the Spanish Inquisition?
No one expects a Spanish Inquisition!
WMFO in Medford.
make you cry.